This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Super Bowl 59 in the books. It's our perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Talk to our friend Aditi Kinkabwala from CBS Sports. And Aditi, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So what was your main takeaway from the Super Bowl?
Beyond the fact that it was a complete and total beatdown?
Yeah.
It was ugly.
Utter domination?
Yeah, in every way. I mean, really, truly, and Jalen Hurts said it afterwards, was his line that offense scores points or offense wins games, but defense wins championships. That defense was stunningly impressive. The fact that they could bring pressure with just four, didn't have to blitz once. Obviously, Mahomes was off his game. I mean, that was the big takeaway beyond anything else. And the lines. And let me add one more thing.
Yeah.
Howie Roseman has always felt that you build from the line of scrimmage out.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly that was an exceptional offensive line and an exceptional defensive line.
Do you have any reservations about the Chiefs moving forward? Or are you more in the camp like I am that they'll reload, they'll go get a left tackle? I think Ronnie Stanley would look good there. And they'll move Tooney back inside and they'll find a run game next year and they'll have Rice and Worthy both ready to go and they'll be pretty damn good again.
Probably, yes, because I tend to agree with you. When you have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, then you don't think that they're falling apart.
Well, Aditi, going back a couple days prior to the Super Bowl, NFL honors, and Josh Allen ended up winning MVP. Mm-hmm. You were one of the voters, and you voted Lamar first-team All-Pro at quarterback, but Josh Allen MVP. Why did you do so?
I've already had, I don't know, maybe 10,000 Ravens fans sicked on me when I tried to explain this to Torrey Smith.
No, oh, wow.
Really? Should I really go into that? You know what? This was something that it was, let me say this, it's really, 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 really hard to do justice to each one of these votes if you take them as seriously as I did. And it mattered to me so much that I felt I got it as right as I possibly could. And that included trying to gather and acquire as much information, research as I could beyond just my sense of what I saw or what I felt from the sideline. I ultimately came down on the fact that Lamar Jackson had the most magnificent season at the position of quarterback, and I felt that he played the position of quarterback better than anybody this year. And that included and encompassed all that it means in playing that position. But in terms of most valuable to his team, I thought Josh Allen was just way more valuable to that entire outfit, to that organization, to the tenor and tone of what that offense was able to do. to elevating everybody around him. And that's not to say, you know, I sort of, one of the things that frustrated me is when people said, oh, well, Lamar Jackson has Derrick Henry and Josh Allen doesn't have someone like that. And my argument was, well, Lamar Jackson makes Derrick Henry that much better. Because a year ago when we were covering Derrick Henry in Tennessee, people were talking about him being washed. Now, of course, Derrick Henry helps make Lamar Jackson better. It's all, these are puzzle pieces. But in my mind, knowing what the Bills had done in jettisoning Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis and having to completely rebuild this idea of how they would play offense, this everybody eats, who Josh Allen is, how he leads, what he means to that team. I thought that he had a spectacular year at the position of quarterback as well. He was second on my all-pro team, and I just felt that he was a little bit more valuable. And a lot of that is the intangible stuff as well. And I, look, in the guidelines that they give us, we are told to consider any and all things. Some of the other positions, I considered leadership or how they make their teammates better. And I'm certainly not someone that thinks it's only about stats on anything. You know, I'll give you an example. Trey Hendrickson had an incredibly productive year. But I just never, in covering him, I never felt him on the field the way that I did a Myles Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I talked to quite a few offensive coordinators, they said the same exact thing. So it's not only about the statistics. You know, a few years ago, I think TJ Watt had much better stats, maybe not much better, but had arguably better or slightly better stats than Aaron Donald. And I remember telling my husband, Aaron Donald will be Defensive Player of the Year. And he was. You have to consider double teams. You have to consider triple teams. You have to consider the amount of attention that an offense has to face, has to devote to a player. There are a lot of factors that go into these things. And, you know, to some degree, that's why they have 50 voters. So we all sort of balance each other, I'd hope.
Did it surprise you at all? Like, this hasn't happened since 87. So clear, you know what I mean? This is not like a normal
phenomenon. No, I mean, I
wasn't
the only one that went this way, obviously. I think a lot of people felt as, how many was it? It was about 10 voters, right?
Nine, I think.
Okay, who put Lamar as their first team All-Pro, but voted for Josh Allen as most valuable. And I think a piece of it is how you define most valuable. You know, I ran into Torrey Smith on last Friday night at the commissioner's party. I was like, gosh, thanks for putting me on blast, you know, because of all the Ravens fans that then came after me. And Torrey just disagreed with me that the idea that most valuable means most valuable. He thinks most valuable means...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Means best.
Were you surprised at the backlash?
I'll say this. It's not most outstanding player. It's most valuable player. Valuable is different than most outstanding.
How, though? With two guys at the same position and one ends up winning one more game than the other one and the other one statistically eviscerates
him. Because one is value to his team. Value to his team. Value in the shape of his team.
Clearly
you disagree.
I just think it was such a chasm. Like, one guy had a 120 rating against playoff teams and faced twice as many of them as the other guy. And the other, you know, one guy's got a 120 rating, the other one's got a 92 rating. Like, I just think it's not even, like, it wasn't even all that close. You know what I mean? And so if it's like, well, he helped them win more games. Yeah, he helped them win one more game in a horse crap division. I almost cussed. playing a much easier schedule. And if it's like the group around him, like, I mean, they got Rashad Bateman back with his tail between his legs for nothing. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, a lot of people thought Andrews was washed at the middle of the season.
I don't think that you're saying anything that I can truly quibble with. And all I can say is we had to turn in our ballots at 5 p.m. on Wednesday. And I'm pretty sure mine went in at like 4:57.
Yeah.
Like, I went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And maybe if on the one hand, you have to stand on what your vote is, but we weren't told that these were all going to be public. And it sort of makes it a little bit harder when you know fans take it so, so personally and feel so strongly about it.
Well, at least,
I think until you're in those shoes and you have to cast that ballot, and you ultimately, it's not as if they give you 10 things to consider and then ask you to rate those 10 things 1 through 5, which would be subjective in and of itself. You know, at the end of the day, we all have to sit here to some degree, and being around the teams, being in the locker rooms, talking to the head coaches, considering the strength of personality of the head coaches, considering the personality of an organization before that player and since that player, they're all factors, and everybody considers each of those factors to a different degree. I mean, if Lamar Jackson were MVP, I would not be surprised, and I would be extremely happy. You know, it's just, it was really, really hard.
Is there any part of you that thinks that there was a subconscious thing going on where it's like, man, 3 in the first 5 years, and you know what I mean? Back to back, and so few people did that, and it's almost Josh never won. Like, almost a subconscious Lamar's past worked against him. And look, last year, like, I think you could have made an argument last year that Dak Prescott had a better season than Lamar Jackson. I feel like that might be, for me personally, that's more of a standard I could buy than Josh Allen having a better year than Lamar this year. I don't know. You know better. You voted. Is there any chance that subconsciously that was at play with some people?
You know what I would tell you is that it certainly was not for me. And in fact, I had an argument with a member of my crew because, again, I think we even talked about this on one of our game broadcasts where my play-by-play announcer, Spiro Dedius, actually said, we can tell you Aditi's been wrestling with this because it was really causing me stress. Like, genuinely, honestly, it matters to me that much. It really was causing me stress. I feel like my blood pressure is elevated right now about it.
We don't want to do that.
At one point, a member of my crew said, well, come on, how can you give him a third MVP when he hasn't won a playoff game? And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is not a lifetime achievement award. This is about this season and this season alone. And so I know for me, there was none of this, but we have to balance the scales and Josh deserves a turn too. Not for me, there wasn't, but at least I can tell you that someone close to me who is very, very involved in the coverage of the NFL went. That was a thought that entered his mind. So I can't say.
Oh, I think it entered. I think it definitely entered some people's mind. Like Jim Miller. Yeah, I like Jim Miller. Good dude. I love Pat Kerwin.
How can Lamar be Forrest?
Yeah.
Come on. Right? Like, I mean, agreed. Some of this like seemed like to be twisting ourselves into too many knots to prevent a certain outcome from possibly happening. That's how it looked to me
but
from
again,
afar.
You know what I'll tell you? I think that there's a lot. It's so easy to say, how can he be Forrest? But I really feel like if you're quibbling with a vote, you could ask the voter. Why? Now that it's all out there, ask. You know, the local radio in Pittsburgh mocked me. Somebody here in Pittsburgh absolutely mocked me because on my assistant coach of the year, in my fifth spot, I put Alex Van Pelt, who was the Patriots offensive coordinator. And this guy goes on the radio and says, was that a typo? What's wrong with her? What? You know, blah, 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 blah. And I messaged him and I said, look, I covered the Patriots a bunch this year. Mm-hmm. That roster was absolutely completely bereft of talent.
Yeah.
There was maybe one offensive lineman that could have been a starter on any other offensive line. There was no wide receiver that was better than a wide receiver three on any team. There was no run game to speak of. There was a decent tight end. But despite all of that, a rookie quarterback, Drake May, got better every single week. His footwork was completely overhauled by Alex Van Pelt. Alex Van Pelt taught him how to run play action, taught him how to fake a handoff, taught him how to be under center, taught him how to get through a fourth progression as a rookie with all of that chaos around him, with about as crappy of a team around him as there was in the National Football League. I know the guy was getting fired, but did get fired.
Yeah.
But frankly, to me, I thought that was an outstanding coaching job.
Aditi, we always appreciate you, and we live in a society where they have different people like chocolate, people like vanilla, people like Rocky Road, people like rum raisin.
It makes the world go around.
Can you tell your listeners, are they going to be sicked on me again? Can I just clarify for them, okay? I am not, yes, I live in the city of Pittsburgh. I am not a fan of any one team. I am a fan of great people. I am an enormous fan of Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson is an absolutely sensational young man. I love being around him. I love watching him. This is not in any way anything personal. So please.
No,
please,
absolutely.
Please
no, I definitely don't believe that.
I cared a lot.
No.
No, Aditi, you're the best. And we appreciate you being so candid about it. And I can tell it was a very hard decision. No, we appreciate your time, though, as always.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
No, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Aditi. Didi Kinkabwala, CBS, where you can find her. Coming up next, Brandon Hyde. Is he on the hot seat? Should he be on the hot seat? We'll discuss next.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.